On the live line with us is Matt Diaz. He's the executive officer for the State of Forestry and Fire Protection. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, sir. Happy to have you here and curious about how this new plan will affect us in Northern California. Talk about the new CAL FIRE plan to prevent and reduce wildfires.
So to be clear, it's an environmental impact report. It's a programmatic environmental impact report, which is a plan to a certain extent, but more importantly, it's an environmental analysis of an existing program that belongs to or is within CAL FIRE.
Okay. What did
that
it find?
Program was, excuse me?
What did it find?
So this environmental impact report is something that we've been working on. The Board of Forestry and Fire Protection has been working on it for well over a decade now. And so what has occurred over the course of that decade is that we've been involved with a myriad of stakeholders, soliciting comment on various iterations of this environmental impact report, if you will. And what we're doing at this point is introducing a new version, if you will, of a environmental impact report that the findings within it have not been determined. What we are doing is taking comments that we have received, and we are reanalyzing some of the environmental impacts that may be associated with these fire prevention projects that will occur in the future within the state responsibility area.
Like what? What impacts?
So we're looking at updating the information primarily as it relates to impacts to flora and fauna, plant and animal species. We've had some concerns expressed about that. We are looking at more contemporary data, particularly as it relates to carbon sequestration and the impacts from impact on our carbon stocks within these forested landscapes and these brush-dominated landscapes. And air quality impacts, which is, you know, obviously folks within your portion of the state, as well as, you know, much of the entire state of California during the summer season is experiencing some pretty severe impacts as it relates to air quality. So trying to take a look at how vegetation treatment program or vegetation treatment projects for wildland fire prevention may offset some of those impacts as they relate to air quality during the summer months. May assist the state in meeting its needs, identify needs for rates of carbon sequestration, and trying to better analyze any impacts that may happen, that may occur as a result of project implementation to the various plant and animal species that are located within the veg types that would be treated.
And Matt, it sounds like prescribed burns are much more in order now than they may have been in the original report.
I think that that's a fair assessment. I mean, you are probably familiar, Pat, with some of the directives that have come out from the Brown administration towards the late of our former governor's tenure, where this issue of prescribed fire has been elevated and the desire to implement prescribed fire on a greater scale, increasing the pace and scale of prescribed fire, is a topic of discussion at the highest levels of our governance structure. But that's one tool in the toolbox, and there's a myriad of other opportunities that exist. Mastication through mechanical means, hand crews, pyro burning, maybe even herbivory at times. And so prescribed fire is certainly a key player in the toolbox, but it's not the only tool that would be utilized to implement these projects.
And I imagine that the $1 billion that the current governor has pledged in this effort will go some ways in terms of purchasing the extra equipment, et cetera, that you need to incorporate this new plan.
Yeah, the $1 billion over the course of the next 5 years that's been allocated to CAL FIRE is going to be focused on fire prevention activities. Much of those funds are being allocated through grant processes, grant programs. While some of it will be used for procurement of equipment and resources to a certain extent.
And Matt, do you think that we as the public are better educated and so things like prescribed burns are more palatable for us now than they were before the fires of the last 2 years?
Well, Pat, a key part of fire prevention, wildland fire prevention, is the education piece. A lot of people equate fire prevention to nothing other than you know, inspections of property to make sure that vegetation around structures has been maintained, or these veg management projects that are occurring in what many consider to be the wildlands of the state of California. But the education piece is key. And I think that CAL FIRE, as well as their partners, both on the federal, state, and local levels, have really done well in educating the public as to the need of prescribed fire. It's really important to realize that we live in a Mediterranean climate. You know, California is located within a Mediterranean climate. Wildfires, or fire in general, has always been a key portion of our climatic regime, of
right.
our forested landscapes, of our brush-dominated landscapes, and we've done a very good job over the course of 100 years of excluding that. And so at this point, I think that the general message is getting through to the public that we need to reintroduce fire where appropriate, do it in a prudent, judicious manner, and try to get these ecosystems back to a place where they're more resilient on multiple fronts.
Well, I'm happy to know more about this this new report and its inaction, too. Matt, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate it, Pat.
That is Matt Diaz. He's the executive officer for the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection. Not the last conversation we'll have with Matt over the course of 2019, to be sure.